Welcome to the Dr. Berg's Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast, where Dr. Berg takes you on the journey for the truth about getting healthy and losing healthy weight.
There's a very important misconception out there regarding carbohydrates, okay? I want to clear this up because you'll see this in various articles and different books, and this is what they say. Carbs are the body's most important source of fuel, okay? They'll say that glucose is the most important source of energy in the body. Now, what does that mean, most important source of energy? Does that mean it's the healthiest source of energy? I guess the question is, I need clarification on what they mean by most important, okay? Because the more important question is this. What fuel source gives the body the most health? Sometimes they'll say that the brain is dependent on glucose as a major energy source. And then in the next sentence, they'll say ketones are an alternative source of energy, usually used when you're starving. And so they kind of put ketones in a negative light, like they're an alternative fuel source, or you only make ketones when you're starving. They won't usually mention fasting or intermittent fasting. It sounds pretty dangerous. They might also add in their ketoacidosis, a very rare condition for type 1 diabetics where you're not using insulin and your ketones are off the chart, to make it sound that ketones are very, very dangerous. Then you have the USDA guidelines, which recommend that 65% of all your calories should be carbohydrates. So then we know that if they recommend it, it must be true. And they also say that your body likes to eat carbs because they're the first line of energy. The body will always burn the carbs first before other energy sources like fat or ketones. So here's the question I have. If this is actually true, that our bodies were designed to live on glucose mainly as its very important fuel source, and other fuel sources are not natural, they're alternative, and they're used as a backup, why do we have such a massive problem with diabetes in the world? Diabetes is a situation where they have dysfunctional insulin, so they can't regulate glucose. So insulin is either dysfunctional or there's not enough insulin to take the glucose out of the blood because it's either not there or it's insufficient in some manner. So now we have this higher level of glucose in the blood. And both of these conditions occur when you have high levels of glucose or carbs in the diet. So if our bodies like carbohydrates, why is everyone becoming a diabetic? And why is it that so many health problems clear up when you switch fuel sources from carbohydrates or glucose to fat and ketones? I'm talking about a fatty liver. I'm talking about diabetes. I'm talking about insulin resistance. I'm talking about mood disorders, anxiety, depression, cognitive disorders, dementia, better focus, better concentration. I'm talking about other conditions related to your hormones, like PCOS, polycystic ovarian syndrome. Why does someone's cholesterol do better when they switch fuel sources? Why does a person's triglycerides come down? Why does a person with bad heart problems actually get better when they get on a ketogenic diet? Now, if you take a look at what a normal blood sugar is, it should be right around 80, right? I mean, what does that mean, 80 milligrams per deciliter? That's basically one little teaspoon of sugar in all of your blood. Now, if our bodies were meant to consume 65% of the calories, carbohydrates, which is basically a cup and a half of sugar, how can a person's blood sugar show normal, or 80, if they're consuming all this sugar? Well, because the insulin is coming in there and very rapidly taking the sugar out of the blood and putting it as storage to keep that normal blood sugars. And so when many people go to the doctor, their blood sugar is normal despite consuming a massive amount of sugar, simply because the doctors rarely test insulin levels. They're mainly focused on glucose levels. If they were to also test the insulin level, they would find a huge, massive spike in insulin. That's called hyperinsulinemia. And that condition, high levels of insulin, is brewing in the oven for probably 10 to 15 to 20 years before the person even gets a pre-diabetic situation or a diabetic situation. So I just want to do this video to show you this very important distinction on what fuel source the body really naturally was designed to run on. It's not glucose, it's ketones. If you're new to my channel, check out the link down below of exactly what you need to be eating.
Hey, before you go, if you're benefiting from any of my content, I would love to hear about your success story. Please share it in the link down below.
Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.